1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you've joined us this morning. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and today we're continuing with a teaching that we did in Healing School, which we have every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in our church at Tradition Town Hall. God bless you as you listen to this, and if you need a healing, grab it today.
Father, we come before you and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We lift up Jesus and his precious, powerful, mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are the healer and you are not the one bringing the disasters. You are the one removing them out of each of our lives. We thank you we can rely totally and completely upon you and know that you'll never turn your back upon us, against us. You'll never put your hand out and say that's close enough. You will never do anything like that. No matter how we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, you will always have open, willing, loving arms to welcome us and to bless us wherever we can be blessed. And we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So he says he forgives all your sins and he heals you of all
diseases.
All, every one of your diseases.
Amen.
Every single disease he has taken care of.
Amen.
He has provided the healing.
That's right.
For every single disease that ever was, is, and will be. Because when you look in Deuteronomy 28 and you read the curse, all the things attached to the curse, he mentions all the sicknesses, and then at the end, in I think verse 61, 2 or 65, he says, and every sickness that's not even in this book.
That's right.
Amen.
He talks about every, so sicknesses that weren't even thought of when Jesus was on the earth. He's taken care of it all.
39.
Every strain of cancer, every strain of diabetes, every high blood pressure, every low blood pressure, every heart palpitation and problem, every kidney problem, every form of hepatitis, he has healed everyone. Every different kind of flu, he has healed each and every one.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if he's healed it, then why do I get it? Because you don't know how to say no.
That's right.
Come on.
That's what it boils down to.
Amen.
You just don't know how to say no. I know senior pastors in churches bigger than our church that are getting sick all the time. They don't know how to say no.
Oh. Yep.
And what are they teaching the sheep?
Yes.
Not to say no. I'm not teaching something that's just in the Word, because this is all in the Word. I'm teaching something that's in the Word that's been tried and tested by me personally.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And so this is all God.
That's right.
Amen.
This is all God. Are you getting that? So he forgives every single sin, every single iniquity, and then he says, and he heals every single one of your diseases.
Right.
Now, every single religion that's called Christianity believes, and if you ask them, they will say, yes, he's forgiven all our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they believe you've got to repent or else you go to hell, but they'll still say there's an atonement for every sin on the planet.
Amen.
They will say that. They will agree that God forgives every sin. They will stand and say, yes, 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 yes. They agree, they agree, they agree. But then the rest of the verse says, it's a continuation, there's a comma. It's not even another verse. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. They can't receive that.
Yeah.
They can't receive that. They can believe every sin has been taken care of,
right,
but not every sickness.
That's right.
And you see them sick all the time. That's what happens.
Amen.
And so you've got to get to this place in your mind that he's healed every disease, every strain of flu, every way that they can come up with, every new strain of whatever they come up with, everything, whatever's affecting your DNA, whatever they say, he's taken care of.
That's right.
You've got to get that belief, I'm telling you.
Yes.
You've got to, you know, he says, except you got faith like a child, you can't get into heaven.
That's right.
Those are big words.
That's
Amen. That's a huge, huge Amen. Sentence from Jesus. Amen. He said, except you've got the faith like his child, Amen. You cannot get into heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
What is the faith of a child?
Yeah, believing.
Complete.
You tell them you're going to do something when they're kids, and you're the father, they don't question it. They don't ask you, are you really going to do it?
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Have you got the money to do it? The guy's three. Come on. They don't doubt. They just believe. That's right. And that's why my kids, whenever they got sick, we had taught them, whenever they got sickness attacking them, we laid hands on them, and they just believed, and it was gone.
That's
why they haven't been to a doctor.
That's right.
He's turning 17 on Sunday. Kenneth's birthday. She's birthday on Sunday. Mamma mia. And she's turning 16, and they've never been to a doctor. Yeah. Come on, that's unnatural to the world.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be to us. It's unusual.
Amen.
But that's what I'm talking about. Faith like a child. You've got to get faith like a child that he's healed every single sickness and disease.
Amen.
Everyone.
Amen.
Just like he's taken care of every sin.
Amen.
He's taken care of every sickness and every disease. And if he didn't take care of every sin, we can't get into heaven. He actually became sin.
Yes.
He never sinned. He was without sin, the only one without sin. But he became sin. And that's why Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he won back our willpower, you know that, right?
That's right.
Where he shed his blood when he was sweating, remember?
That's right.
And he was having this battle three times.
Yeah.
Three times he was battling. And eventually he said, not my will, your will be done. And he was sweating drops of blood. And what happened was right there, he won back our willpower for us. Because with the blood shed, it does something.
Right
there, he won back our willpower in a garden.
Amen.
In the Garden of Gethsemane. And Adam was in the garden.
That's right.
When he gave up our willpower.
That's right.
Come on, you got to get this. And he gave it up in the garden, and now he retrieved it back in the garden.
Amen.
The thing about it is, he became sin. He actually became sin for us. And that's the reason why he'd said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. If there's another way, Father, however, not my will, your will. Because he knew at that point in time, when he became sin for the human man, for humankind, when he became sin, his Father was going to have to reject him for the first time. And they've always been. You understand? It's not like they were born and they had a time together. Okay. They were always.
That's right.
There is no beginning and there is no end.
That's right.
He says, I'm the beginning, I'm the end. There is nothing. So I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega. I'm the first, I'm the last. And so Jesus and the Father had never been separated.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
Ever. And he knew that God the Father is so pure that he can't stand in the presence of sin.
Amen.
And he knew I'm going to become sin. Every sin on the planet. He became. It took over his body. And that's when God turned his face and Jesus shouted out and cried. What did he cry out?
That's right.
My God, why have you forsaken me? That's what he was afraid of.
That's right.
That's what he feared more than anything, to be separated from the Father. And it took separation from the Father to begin the reparation that was caused in the garden. Amen. So he became sin. Every single sin. Do you know he was not sick?
No.
But he took every sickness.
Amen.
Every sickness on his body.
Yes.
He was whipped
39
times.
Amen.
On his back. Mm-hmm. For our healing.
That's right. Amen.
For our healing. Mm-hmm. He's taken care of it. Legally taken care of. In the sight of God the Father, it's taken care of.
Amen.
In the sight of God the Father, we have been justified. When you receive Jesus Christ,
right.
You're made righteous. You've been justified.
Right.
Now I can stand in the presence of God without feeling condemnation and
right.
guilt and anything. I can stand boldly. He says, come into the presence of God boldly.
That's right.
Come into the throne of grace boldly.
Amen.
And when you need mercy, I'll give it to you. When you need grace, I'll extend some more to you.
Amen.
It's all done.
That's right.
We've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Ephesians 1:3.
That's right.
Every spiritual blessing. So we've got every healing available to us. There is no sickness that he hasn't taken care of.
That's right.
And he cured even the worst sickness that they say there's no cure for.
That's right.
There is no incurable disease when you're a child of God.
That's it. Yeah.
Because God took care of all the incurables.
Yes.
Even for our deepest hurts, in our heart.
Amen.
Even for the abuse that we've suffered as children, by parents, by family members, by someone else, that abuse by a husband, by a wife, all the abuses we faced, he took care of. I mean, there is nothing undone.
Amen.
That's why when he hung on the cross, he could say, it's finished.
That is finished.
It's finished.
Amen.
Or else he would have said, it's partly done.
No.
He said, it's done, it's finished, it's arranged. Now we can have the children, we can have the family members, we can be healed, we can walk in peace and joy and prosperity. He did it all.
Amen.
He did it all. He did it all. He became poor so we could become rich.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And he wasn't even poor like people think.
No.
Because, you know, they think that he was so poor.
No.
He had no money on the planet. Listen, if he was poor, how many poor men do you know that's got an accountant?
That's right.
And a treasurer.
Amen.
He had a thief for a treasurer.
That's
and
right.
There must have been enough money in there that the thief could have stolen and no one would have even known it was stolen.
That's yeah. right.
Come on, are you
Amen.
Talking? Are you? Let's just get
yes.
facts straight here. God was not poor on the outskirts, dying, going to hell. And then when the wise men came,
oh, yes.
it doesn't say three wise men. It says wise men from the east.
That's right.
And they were considered to be kings.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now a king coming from the east, going to visit the king of kings, they were going to visit him. They know Arabic. When people come into my presence, they bring gifts. Not singular, plural. Okay. Gifts. They, you think those three guys went on three camels, whoop, frankincense, myrrh, and what was the other one?
Gold.
Right?
Yeah.
Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. We've got a little, each of, we're on our three camels, let's go, and the camels are three of them going. No. They had a caravan. These were kings. These were kings. They had a caravan. They had servants. When they stayed, because it took them months to get there. When they got at night, someone put tents up for them.
That's
someone
right.
made them food.
That's
somebody
right.
washed their feet.
That's
somebody
right.
took care of their animals.
Amen.
Somebody watered the animals. Someone arranged for them everything, every
Amen.
Need they had. These are kings.
Amen.
And these kings were wealthy kings.
Yes.
And they brought three different kind of gifts. We don't know how many wise men there were, but because there are three gifts, they say three wise men.
Three wise men.
No one in the Bible says that.
Uh-huh.
And we think he gave a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. No, no. They came with caravans loaded.
That's right.
The caravans were loaded. Jesus was not poor. He was not poor. I can't. You've got to get these traditional religious thoughts out of your mind and out of your head.
Amen.
You know, when they asked him, where do you sleep? He said, well, foxes have place, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
That's right.
The thing about that is he's saying, I've got to be about my Father's business. I'm not going to stay in one place.
That's right.
I've got to move around. I've got nowhere to stay.
That's right.
And the apostles, listen, when you think about this, Jesus, the first people he went to, the first people were businessmen. Come on. The ones that he used before anybody else were businessmen. He went to Peter, and these guys had their boats, and they were business people.
That's right.
And do you know, when they did the teaching, and then they said, okay, thank you, and dropped Jesus off, he said, now go out into the deep. Businessmen, right? What is the one thing that can really get the attention of a business person?
Money.
Income.
Income, yes.
Business. And they go out and they catch so many fish that they call the other boats and they catch so many fish, it's breaking
Amen.
The nets, the boats are about to sink.
Amen.
And some people say it was enough for 1 year. It was enough for almost 5 years of income.
Wow.
And do you know what they did? They turned their backs and walked from it.
That's it.
Yeah.
They turned and left that. And they saw if the glory is on this man, that he can do that, what else can he do? Let me tell you what, businessmen need to follow God. He went to the business people first. He got the business people.
Amen.
And they are the ones who turned the world around.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Think about that. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe
for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat,